Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday, the 6th of April. I am back. It's been a long time behind the mic and I've done a couple of YouTubes, but it is time to get things going again. I want to thank, certainly the FTS community. You guys have been great for me in what has been, it's not just been a tough 3 or 4 months with Sam's Op and things. It's been a tough few years, isn't it? And you know, don't get me wrong, flipping heck, people have had it much tougher than me, but I felt a real mental drain over the last few years. I sort of had a bad period a few years ago when my boy was at uni, talking of killing himself and going through all sorts of trouble there. Got a phone call to rush to the uni one day when he was going to apparently top himself, and I drove from Kent to Cambridge in about 50 minutes. Things settled down, but the last 3 years since sort of COVID came, particularly last year, just felt like one disaster after another. Obviously COVID was a tough period for everybody, trying to do the pods, keeping going. Had problems with my daughter, baby being born prematurely, her son and her in hospital with blood clots on the lungs or whatever it was. Sam's been getting in more pain, football season's interjected, roof's leaking, COVID myself, just all sorts of stuff has gone on that it is very difficult. You're sort of trying to get stuff done and plot your way through life, and the last 12, 18 months have just felt like a bit like punting when you're laying big prices and you keep hitting the loser, just keep getting a punch in the stomach every now and then. But and you guys have been great because you've just been so patient, particularly some of you on the punting side, and given me space to, particularly this last 6 months, just to get things dealt with. And I can safely say that today, you never know what's around the corner, but I see a real good path and period forward. I've been fortunate enough the punting's gone okay the last couple of years, but I still feel I haven't had the chance and time to give it my all as I normally would. I've done all the work that I need to do, but I've not spent so long doing trading and stuff like that. So I want to get back into that and do a bit more, and then I can share more video, share my screen, stuff like that. So I want to do that. But yeah, obviously Sam had her op. It was 4 weeks ago yesterday. First couple of weeks were really hard, couldn't get about, but she's made really good progress over the last couple of weeks. Still a bit of bruising, still a bit sore, still can't do too much, but the mobility is much better. The physio this week, we've been to a couple of times already, 80%, I think she's about 80% there. Another couple of weeks she'll be able to drive. We've got to see the consultant on the 19th. Hopefully she gets fully discharged, and I feel that life will go back to normal-ish. She is due to have another one, but we'll deal with, I think, get this one right and see what the pain levels are like, because she's talking about not having another one. I've missed this. I've missed doing the pods, I'm not going to lie. I've sat down a couple of mornings, think I'll do one, and then she's needed help, whatever, but she's a lot more independent now. She can get up and down the stairs and things on her own. I'm just having to put the socks on, she can put the rest on, she can get in and out the shower. So all these things are, firstly I want to say thank you to all of you for giving me that space, and secondly I want to reaffirm my commitment to FTS, to punting, to helping as many people as we can forward. We have got lots of stuff planned. Dave's worked really hard on the website over the last 6 months. Obviously we've changed it fully, we've got a plan for it. Let's just talk on that, because I've touched on this over the last 6 months when people have made me aware of them. But yes, the FTS website is a business. This stuff costs a lot of money. Alistair works tirelessly on the data. It's a big job to get all this data, and you need to pay for sources, you need to code it, you need to program it. So all this stuff, there's people out there who just think, well, Ian use it, we should get it for nothing. It is a big operation to operate for my betting alone. Alistair produces sheets for me that you guys don't even see. To get that set up, it was 12, 18 months work to replicate exactly what I wanted, add to it. I drive him mad because I add more bits to it. Now I drive him nuts, be ever so patient. But all that, and the goal obviously is to show you what I use and show you exactly what I use. And I think I've done a bit more of that over the last 6 months, but that's where I want to do more. There is a time, I'm 52 this month, there will be a time, and it's not going to be any time soon. I've sort of committed to the FTS website for another 6-7 years, but there will be a time, whether I'm 60, 65, that I say, I've had enough of this, I want to move to Barbados or San Diego, and that's me done. And what I want to be able to do is leave something in place that people can use for themselves moving forward. Now, we live in a world, you know, we could go off on numerous topics today, couldn't we? We live in, I've got lots, you know, it's all like, my head, it's like, you know, like, it's like one of those sort of cafetieres of coffee where the plunge has gone up and up and up and up and it's going to come out the top. There's just been so much going on in the world, and lots of this stuff I've talked about, and I will talk about it over time, but this... We just live in a world now, you know, even putting social media aside. Well, social media is a fucking disgrace. It's a cancer. They don't give a fuck about people. But it's the people who've spotted that they can grift off that and make a living, which is the more dangerous side of that to me. And we do live in a world where people just want to, for whatever reason, be nasty, criticise. And I've talked to this many times. The biggest thing I think in the world now is just this... selfishness. So when somebody like me says I want to help people, and I have an example, I went out to dinner a couple of months ago with some FTS people, I won't name them. One of them's wife's come along, lovely, love these people, come along, and she said, I don't get it, why do you want to help them? Why? I don't get it. And she was quite, I just can't believe this, because it was like, no one's ever helped me. And I think that's really sad. I think that's what's gone out of the world, that I grew up where people did help each other. I've talked about this before. I used to, as a young kid, walk down the high street, my gran, everybody knew her. Everybody, she'd pick me up from school. Everybody would say hello to her. And that has eroded from our lives. And with the advent of things like social media, it's just so easy to knock and have a go and talk bollocks, basically. Just people lie and fucking talk complete and utter shit. Or they put themselves up on some sort of pedestal as if there's some sort of god for people to worship. And so when somebody like me does something like FTS, of course it attracts criticism. It attracts people. Nearly every single one of them, because I've had... taken a couple of these people down the legal route, nearly every single one of them, of course, does it anonymously. So you've just got a handle on Facebook or a handle on Twitter. You've got to find out who the person is and then go through the process. But obviously people then say that to me, have you seen what he's put about FTS? So I've always been upfront about what FTS is. It started as a side project for me, that somebody told me you should do this. It's grown into something that completely consumed my life time-wise, and I'm no IT or internet guy, I didn't know how to do it, and I made a decision with Dave, really, and then obviously FDD ending, Steve packing up, sort of took it to a point where I had to make some life decisions. Do I just fold it up, bin it, and do my own thing, sort my own data out, or do we try and keep this going but actually turn it into something sustainable? And that's the process that we're in, so that ultimately I can walk away, but there's guys out there, and you know, punting is a unique activity, and I've banged on, one of the things I said today, I just say the same things all the time, I'm tired of saying them. I had somebody sign up for the horses, have 3 or 4 losers, am I meant to lay them, thinking they're being funny and this, that and the other. God, the thing's won 300 odd points, for fuck's sake. But people will always knock, but that is where it's going. So my goal over the next few years, certainly sort of starting now onwards, is to get a lot more content on the website that is relevant to what I do and relevant to what people should do, or I believe they should do. And you guys then, and there's, you know, I accept that 50 people may listen to this and there'll only be 2 or 3 who are deadly serious and can take it forward. And I've talked about all this stuff, but what we really want to do is get it in pockets that make sense to people, are easy to consume, be it through video or be it through written blogs. You know, people learn in different ways. I've talked about that. Whilst I've started making videos, I'm not a great video learner. I like to sit and do. So for me, watching what somebody else does doesn't really help me, but I just like to play around and do it myself. But for others, reading, sort of people are sick of me, have more reading content. Yes, you will. We've got loads planned, tons. We've got a whole list of topics that we are going to do pods and blogs on, from mindset through staking, through techniques you can use to how to use the data, all this stuff. It takes time, and I've just not had that time. Dave's got young kids and a busy life. Alistair's got a life and kids. So we all got to try and come together and find the times to do that. For me now, with Sam having had the op and that out of the way, I have got or will have more time. So there's bits I need to catch up on, there's personal people I've got to deal with in FTS. I've got loads of emails to go through, so that will be my next couple of weeks. And then we'll be off. And yes, the season ends, but we've got summer football and it will soon be August again. Football is an absolute shit fest, isn't it? I think the Qataris take over Man U, you may as well fold it all up. And no disregard to Man U fans, I understand why you'd want that to happen. That it seems to be the only way you can compete now, is to become a nation state football club. My own club, absolute shambles, isn't it? I mean, fucking hell, what's happened? In the time I've been away, Conte's gone. We've got his right hand man in. The football is absolutely desperate. I watched that Everton game the other day, and oh yeah, Kane. I got loads of texts. Kane, pathetic. He was, of course, it was pathetic. They all do it. It's what amazes me. That's people pretend. I mean, somebody showed me a picture. I get loads of Arsenal fans fucking Kane, of Jesus diving for a penalty the other day. No one touched him. I don't know what game it was in. They just sent me the clip. I didn't really pay a lot of attention for it. I don't pay attention to that stuff because football fans moan about shit that their own players do. It's absolutely pathetic. I've been to one game this year. I've been to Man City. The last time I went to football with Sugsy was October. That's how out of interest I am. I mean, Sam, one of the conversations we've had with this, because we've been housebound, Sam said, Ian, you've got to do more. She said, you just don't do anything, because obviously I've been helping her, but you just don't leave the house, which has become a bit true. I think the COVID thing, I just kind of continued that. I don't do anything like what I used to do. So I'm going to look to address that and do a bit more, just because we've got set in this way of life, stay indoors, do your thing, and do it, and it's not healthy that. So, but football was something I really enjoyed, and it's not the personal thing that I haven't got. I just don't enjoy it. I just don't enjoy paying 150, 200 quid to go and watch that shit. I love seeing Sugsy, love having a beer, but it's just Tottenham is, it's toxic, it's terrible. I'm not, whilst the new stadium's great, I don't enjoy the football in it as much as I did in White Hart Lane. The club is just doing the same thing. It's like Groundhog Day. 18 months in, we'll be doing exactly the same again. It's boring, but it's more the football. The football is just, I mean, that game against Everton, people talk about the best league in the world. What, Spurs fifth? The Chelsea-Liverpool game apparently was boring. I didn't watch that. But the football is fucking terrible in the Premier League. This is the best league in the world. The football is terrible. It is absolute garbage. Whenever I watch a game, and I don't watch many, but whenever I do, it is absolute garbage. The quality level is dire, except for Man City, and obviously the Gooners this year, I'm told, are playing well. I don't watch them. I've watched them rip us apart twice, and they didn't have to be that good to do that, so I wouldn't say they played great those times. We are just shit, but apparently they're playing very well. Saka obviously looks an exciting young player. But yeah, it's terrible. So I'm ranting and I'm off. But yes, no, we have got basically to say I am back. Things will resume. I'm not going to say I'll do pods every day, but they certainly will become back to 3-4 a week towards the end of this month onwards. Once Sam's, as I say, we've got a couple more appointments, but hopefully she sees the consultant and is fully, if they want to discharge her on the 19th. So after that, she can get back to the RSPCA. Hopefully I can start living more of a life and I can dedicate more time to you guys. And I will reiterate, there is no agenda. My goal is to help as many people as I can, but I'm only going to help those that are serious. I talk about Steve Williamson. Steve's come on board, brilliant what he does. I mean, it's tragic. I kind of feel sorry for the guy, which isn't the wrong thing to say because I speak to him quite regularly. But he's, we did a Q&A, no one turned up. He's done five Zooms, I think. You know, he had, I don't know what it was, but 50, 60 people serious say they want to do what he does. And he's done Zooms and had about four people turn up trying to help people. So ultimately, we can only help those who want to be helped, and that's where I'll be directing my time. There will always be idiots. We're living in a world that is getting more and more idiotic. A world that's becoming more diverse, a world where everything is just black and white. Go back to 2019, Brexit. I mean, I've been reading a load of stuff because I've had a load of time just sort of sat with Sam. I've been reading trade deals, boring. But the bollocks that people talk about, I mean, if you go back to 2019 when old Fuckpot got in, which was the real start of decline for us, which I told you all would be. I mean, it's really simple, Johnson and Trump fans. It is really fucking simple. If you don't want people to go before committees for lying, and if you don't want people to go before judges for being criminals, don't fucking vote them in. It is really simple as that. It's no more clear cut than that. This ridiculous thing. I mean, I am obsessed with Trump. I can't help it. It's actually starting to worry me now. I sat glued to the TV on whatever night it was, Tuesday. Sat glued at 7:15, watching a corridor, because I wanted to see the door open and him walk through it to go in a courtroom. I had no idea what was going to happen, but he literally came through it and took two steps into the courtroom. But I just wanted to see his fucking face while he's under arrest. And I know I'm obsessed with it, because I still can't fathom how people support him or vote him. He's a fucking mob boss. And he is a mob boss, and he has never been any different. I've read thousands and thousands of pages on him, and I find this cult-like following, and there's people in the UK as well. Funny enough, I found a text the other day. I had to look for a text for something for Sam, and I found a text that somebody sent me about him. It's an FTS member, but it's a number, so they've got my number, but I haven't got theirs, so I don't know the name. But they telling me about he's going to win the election when Biden was like 108 on the exchange and Trump was out to 50 odd or whatever it was. Make sure you back him, he's going to win. Well, he clearly wasn't. But I don't get the cult-like follow. I don't get the cult-like following of Johnson, who all through life, going right back to uni days, is a narcissistic, lying, in it for himself, fucking bellend. And I've said it all up to that 2019 election, but I said re-Brexit. I said, oh, you're going to get re-Brexit. And I, you know, keep saying it. I didn't have a massive view either way, but all you're going to get forevermore, I see it, is anything that happens good. If you voted Brexit, anything that happens good is down to Brexit. Anything that happens bad is down to anything but Brexit. And they've got, you know, obviously pandemics and war to fall back on. And if you voted Remain, everything exactly the same. Anything bad, it can only be Brexit. Anything good is nothing to do with Brexit. It's just a really strange, diverse world watching it unfold. And I've read a load of them. I've read some bloke who was talking about trade agreements, and obviously we've signed this Pacific trade agreement, and this bloke was telling, he's basically saying he's read all the trade agreements pre-Brexit, post-Brexit, and he's an ardent Brexiteer, and saying how great the new ones are. So I thought, I'll go and read them. And I have. And it's bollocks. He's just talking complete and utter bollocks, but he's got followers following him, lapping it up. And I just think, this is what we live in. It's just complete and utter bollocks. We've got that video of Boris Johnson holding the champagne glass. Anyone tells you there'll be borders in Northern Ireland, you tell them to contact me. It's on video. It's complete bollocks. We've got fucking Cruella Braverman. I mean, it's really clear, the Tory policy, really clear. Everything now is just a three-word statement. There is no policy. They're not interested in you. This is my issue with them. If you think Rishi Sunak, as a multi-millionaire billionaire, has gone into politics to help you, you are fucking mental. You are mental. He is in it for nothing other than, what fucking law can I fucking pass that means I can get a fucking slippery little way out of something? That is what they end. Scott Benton yesterday, Hancock, Kwarteng, all court, they're in it for themselves. And both sides, I've got to stress that, both sides. But my point is, we've got to get these fucking horrible people out and try somehow then to get people in and change the system. And we're not going to do it when people just mask themselves to, I can't vote Labour, I'm always voting Tory. I can't vote Tory, I'm always voting Labour. While we live in that world and nobody actually reads things and looks at it and sees what's going on, we are fucked, and we are being fucked day in, day out. You know, inflation is at 10%, food inflation is at 18%. When you look at the real numbers, which is all that you get fed by the Daily Mail or the Sun or whatever, these shit numbers, they're bollocks. Food items are going up 40, 50%. Basic food items. We're being absolutely fucking fleeced because people are seeing the chance to do it. And we laugh at the French and English and take the piss. At least they stand up and do something. I am a fucking permanent pen pal to my MP. I'm driving her fucking nuts because every time I look into it and I go, you're fucking wrong and you're lying and you're talking shit. And we're going to fight an election really on the word stop the fucking boats. That's what we're going to have to listen to for the next fucking 18 months. And even that, it's all bollocks. Read the fucking facts around it. I understand that people may have problems with immigration. This is just, we won one vote with a fucking three slogan that will appeal to racists. Let's do another one. It's time that we got some fucking adults in and sorted ourselves out. It really is. It's a fucking joke what we're living in. I've said it. Consistent forever, all through my life. I used to have conversation with my boy about it. I used to have conversation with my brother about it. I could never vote Labour guy. Tory, I could never vote Labour. Why? Read. Fucking read. I'm not saying he has to vote Labour. We might want to vote Green. Just fucking read what they're doing and look into it and make an informed decision rather than this fucking football chanting sort of politics that we're living in. It's absolute bollocks. This lot, I mean, that brave woman, I thought fucking Patel was bad. She's fucking, one, she's dim, but two, she's just an out and out fucking lying racist. That's what she is. And it's absolute, you can prove it, but anyone wants to, I keep saying it, anyone wants to stand against that, come and fucking prove the other way, because I've got tons of it. It's fucking horrendous. Anyway, where did I get? Yeah, but Trump, yeah, I'm obsessed. I mean, he's a crook. He is. I don't care what your policy are. The guy is an absolute crook. Johnson's a liar. They're just fucking awful people. Just awful, and I've never been any different. And that's the bit I don't get. I don't get why we're putting ourselves around these people. I don't get what the idolisation of people like Elon Musk is. I just don't get it. Why people want to wrap themselves around a fucking billionaire nut job. I just do not get it. I really don't. But, you know, it's probably me. Anyway, where are we? Where am I? See, I've gone. I've completely. This is it. The old days are back. I'll tell you, I'm back. I felt that mentally, I felt the best I felt for a long, long time. I can see this light, you know, particularly with sound and things. Not living in pain is going to be fantastic. Look, let's talk about something nice. Mark, I've done a couple of pods with Mark, who did the pre World Cup show. I did a podcast with him, I don't know now, 12, 14 months back, when he sort of talked about his step into trading. Mark's now turned full time. He's given up his job, trades full time. We have become decent mates. He's had a little baby boy last week. Little baby boy. Lovely. Congratulations, Mark. I mean, I've seen the little baby on Zoom. Really pleased for you. I do love Mark. Lovely guy. Love to Miriam. He's named it after the fucking pub. He's named his baby after the local fucking pub. To the extent they've given him a fucking free beer and a meal. I don't even know what to do with it, to be honest. You've got the whole world of names to choose, and he has chosen the pub. The pub is the Douglas Banks in Wigan. He hasn't used the Banks bit, and he hasn't used the Douglas. It's known as the Dougie B. Now, the first time when I went up to Wigan, I don't know when it was, January, I just couldn't tell you whether it was February 2020, 19, whenever. I got off the train, Mark kindly picked me up. Went and stayed a couple of days with Andy Richmond. One of those days we went over to Mark's, and he's I'll drive slowly past the Dougie B so you can see it. This is the pub he goes to regularly, his local. He goes in before the Wigan games, and he sort of slows down. It was like fucking Beirut, this pub. It was like fucking Beirut. Bits falling off the front, bits of concrete hanging off, damp, it looked fucking terrible. And to be fair, I went up a year later, so I've been either back end of last year, again, I can't remember. They'd spent about 100 grand doing it up. It did look better. But he's named his son after the fucking pub, the Dougie B, the Dougie. So welcome, young Dougie, new Spurs fan on the thing. I did love the fact I said to him last night, I'm not saying anything I haven't said to him, that he hates Bolton, Mark. Wigan Bolton, I never knew it was such a big thing. I mean, it actually turns his stomach, so it's something now that I just can't stop winding him up about, any option I get. That Bolton won a trophy on the weekend, his little baby boy was born, so he got something to remember. Whenever we're trying to remember that weekend, Marky, we can remember Bolton winning at Wembley. So 80,000 fans, Plymouth and Bolton, 4-0. Marvellous. He's probably grabbing like a remote control in his house now and crushing it, going, little fucker. Yes, no, but welcome, Dougie. What else has happened? What else have we got? Oh yeah, things could go pear. I'm not saying things couldn't go pear shaped because the daughter's coming back on the 18th, so there's always options there for it all to go wrong. I'm gonna crack on. I've got some trading bits sorted out, as I say. I'll be catching up FTS admin with and stuff with Dave over the next week or so. FTS wise, I think you've got all that you need on the football front with Ultimate. Advanced data and the standard data, so it really is helping people use that, making a lot more videos, holding sessions. So I will be looking to do that over the next few months, tied in with podcasts, blog posts, and as always, if we can help, there is no agenda. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in, where people do things with when you've got your politicians doing everything for themselves. I think that's just become what people think now, that, and I don't blame people for that. But there are people who want to help in the world. I will help those who are polite, act normally, and unfortunately there are a lot of bellends. And I think one of the greatest things for me over the last few months, weeks, is getting off social media, because it's just nonsense. I keep saying to my boy, I can't see any value to it in life whatsoever. I really can't. People say, oh, you find out the truth. No, you don't. It's just full of grifters, full of bollocks, full of nasty people, or full of people who, you know, look at me, I won this. What does that do? What does that even do? Look at me, I won this. I won this. Unless you're going to tell people what you do and how you do it and what to do, it's absolute nonsense. And that's what we want to plan to do, is, right, this is what we do. And I've done a lot more of it. This is what we do. I take the sheet. This is what I do. That's why I have that bet. And that is where you can end up. But just go, look at me, I won this. It's fucking nonsense, isn't it? And I've posted screenshots in the past. I hold my hands up, and I did it to try and spur people on. But you just look at it. You look at me, look at me. Everybody wants to go, look at me, look at me. Oh, look at me. Fuck off. Did the golf yesterday. I really enjoyed that yesterday. I wasn't going to do it. I said it on the thing yesterday. I'd said to Paul, can you come on with me? Because I don't think I'm going to get a lot of time with how things are at home to do a lot of research for the Masters. And it just means I'm not just reliant on slides. I ended up doing 45 slides going right into the tournament. Really fancy Scheffler. If you want the degenerates double, I'm on a degenerates double. Scheffler to win the Masters, Delta Work to win the Grand National. Do the degenerates each way double there. That's when I think you'd class yourself. When you're doing across the weekend sports doubles, you can class yourself as an official degenerate. I really do fancy Scheffler this week. The more I look at it, I'm almost dreaming about him now. I've done so much work on this, I'm almost dreaming of Scotty Scheffler. I actually think with the weather we might see a half decent Masters for a change, rather than the ball fest we've seen. But I really enjoyed doing that yesterday, so we're going to do more of those. I'll do that sort of level of content hopefully for the four majors. Do the golf's going really well for me. Again, don't do it, you've got to do what suits you, and that's, I think, one of the key things that we really need to get across. Trying to do little bits of everything or getting obsessed with what other people are doing, we want to get down this path of what suits your life, where you are, and get you doing that. We know, I do see the future in the exchange. We know the problems with affordability, KY, the whole industry is a fucking mess. I mean, that guy, I mean, some of you, I mean, I had to leave because Sam's brother had the heart attack. That's another thing that's gone on. He's back in hospital, actually. But he, when I had to leave, but Tom Brownlee, who runs the runs Bookie Bashing, he spoke at the FTS thing that Jeff organised. I didn't get to meet him, but seems a really nice guy, Tom. I don't know anything about him, but from what I see, I saw a bit that he went out to Syria. I thought that was really good, really nice, went out to Syria to see what was going on, see if he could help. But runs Bookie Bashing, I see somebody had five winners off their horse algorithm, won 400 odd grand. It would have been 600 out of rule four. Somebody texted me and said, oh, did you see that? Somebody went at five winners. And then William Hill spouting all about it on their social media, the one lucky punter. And then they've shut his, I think they've restricted his withdrawals. First said he could only withdraw 30 grand a day. Then they've shut his account and asked for affordability checks for a guy who's placed a £31 accumulator. The thing is an absolute fucking mess. I don't have any bookmaking accounts. I've placed bets in bookmakers for years. They drive me mad. So I do think it's exchange driven. I couldn't live that life. I'm talking to Chris Jones, who's a really nice guy. Chrissy, I will give you a ring soon. We'll get out. But it is an absolute mess. We'll wait and see this white paper. They're just abusing people again. We'll use this to stop paying out. But I do see the future on the exchange, and hopefully we can get you guys profitable moving forward on the exchange. But I can't stress it enough, it all comes down ultimately to the individual, and the only way you're going to succeed at this is to work hard. When you look at that golf yesterday, look how much work I've put into that whilst I did it there. Don't think I'm sitting here for 2 days doing shit like that just for you guys. I do it ultimately for me to find, is there any value in this tournament? And the only way you're going to get anywhere, it's like all things in life, is to work hard, have a clear plan, have a clear path, manage yourself, accept what comes your way, losing and that you cannot influence events once they're off and running. And if you do that, a lot more of you will be successful. I'm always the optimist. I get up every day like, I think I'm going to win money at the Masters. I've convinced myself that I'm going to win money. If I don't, I'm not going to be downhearted. I know I have done everything I need to do in preparation to bet that tournament. I've put my money down. I'm being dead honest. I've staked over five figures. It's more than I normally would have on golf tournaments. I've had a good bets in this, and I'm confident I'm going to win money, but I'll manage my position along the way. And that's if you're involved in the golf, that's what you've got to do. But I'm really excited for a good week. So I am ever the optimist. We're off and running. I'm back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. I think you're going to see more of the old Ian. Let's get at it. And in the summer, I think we'll meet with a few of you for drinks. See, Sam said I've got to get out more. Go and have a drink. I'm just looking. I'm genuinely, I've kind of been building up to this over two or three days, but I think seeing the physio was sort of the real thing when he said, right, we're 80% there. I genuinely see a lot more light at the end of my tunnel. You get up and you're not really looking forward to the day where I'm just getting up again now, enjoying things. Let's get Trump in fucking prison. Let's get fucking Boris dealt with. Let's get these fucking wormholes out of fucking power. Let's get sorted. Let's fucking somebody go and drop Suella Corella fucking Braverman in the fucking channel with a fucking lead weight rounder. Somebody take Farage out because he's a fucking bellend. Imagine having Farage as somebody you look up to in life. Imagine that. Imagine being the sort of person in the morning and you get up and you look up to Nigel Farage. What sort of fucking person are you, honestly? Right, arrivederci. Spurs are shit. Fucking useless. Football's on its arse. But I am back, so every cloud has a silver lining. I love you. It is a genuine thank you. Some of the guys have been absolutely fantastic for me. They probably don't even realise it, but just patience and little bits of support and that. Dave, Kerry, Alistair, Art, everybody else to do with FTS, thank you ever so much. Try not to forget people because they get upset, but all of you, thank you. I'm back. I will try and do a live stream. Have a happy Easter as well. Don't stuff yourself too much with chocolates, you fat bastards. Have a lovely Easter. I will try and do a live show on Saturday once I've got the football done. And as I say, then from next couple of weeks, pods will pick up in volume. Website will start to get more content, more videos. I'll do some live sessions for people. I want to do some sessions with Ultimate members on the Python sheet and stuff like that. So I'm going to get all that out to you over time. Oh, and I'm going to do a live show with Andy Richmond for the 3 days of Aintree, 10:30 in the morning. That's next weekend. Get on the Degenerate Double, Scheffler, Delta Work. I am told Delta Work cannot be beat in the National. There you go. The old 40 runner. The old 40 runner, whatever it is, 800 fences, about 10 feet tall, cavalry charge. We've got a certainty. Delta Work can't be beat. I do think the National is a bit less of a lottery than it used to be, but Delta Work can't be beat. Get on Delta Work. See, normally if it was Tiger Roll, I'd be dead against it. Degenerates Double, Scheffler, Delta Work. Get on the Golf Degenerates Dual Forecast, Scheffler, Spieth, 150-1 Betfair. Right, have a lovely weekend. Gamble at your own risk, all at your own peril. Lovely weekend. Enjoy your Easter. Enjoy your time with your kids. And I'm back. See you later.